the back. Did you shot it in the back?
And I'm interviewing
Bob Gusman, class of 1974, player coach, and happy to be here again for the third alumni challenge. We're going to spank the young kids again. Favorite memory of Encina at this point is probably last year's game, which went double overtime and we won.
David Jensen, class of 72.
All right, what position are you playing tonight, man?
Forward, sir.
All right, what are one of the greatest memories you have of Encina?
Well, we had some great teachers and a good learning experience, good all-around experience with sports and art and music, and the alumni are out here today to help raise some money to contribute to the continuation of those programs.
Name's Tony Sr., class of 1987. What was it?
All right. And what were your basketball experiences after high school?
After high school, it was just local leagues around town, you know, three-on-three tournaments, hoop it up, and just different various tournaments over there, like La Sierra and Valley Vista, which is now Leo A. Palmiter. So,
all right, what position are you playing tonight?
Tonight we'll be playing shooting guard and point guard.
My name is Norm Siefken.
All right, what's your class, man?
I graduated in the class of 1963, and I was a member of the very first varsity basketball team in the history of Encina High School.
All right, that's cool. All right, what business are you playing tonight, man?
I'll probably be a reserve, but I'm going to probably be a forward and hopefully get in there and get a few rebounds.
All right, what was your greatest memory at Encina?
My greatest memory at Encina was being the first four-year letterman in the history of the school, and also winning a championship in basketball my senior year.
All right, what'd you do after high school, basketball-wise, man?
Got a basketball scholarship and bounced around a little bit, and then following small college All-American, I was drafted by the Boston Celtics in 1968 and went down and had an opportunity to play as one of the members of the 1968 Olympic team, and it was a great time.
Very, very good, man.
Chris Stahlberg.
All right. What was one? What's your class?
Real quick. Class of 1980.
All right. What position are you playing tonight, man?
I'll be center tonight.
All right. What were one of your greatest high school memories of Encina?
Making it to the playoffs here at home, and we won and made it to the city champion or the city playoffs, which was the first time in like 17 years. It was really big.
All right. What did you do after high school, basketball wise?
After high school, I went to City College of Sacramento, and then I went to Sac State, and then I played a little semi-pro ball.
How many years you been doing this?
I used to referee probably about 15, 20 years, somewhere in there.
And what do you get out of it?
Well, I don't do it anymore, but I used to do it just so I could get closer to the game because I love it.
And what do you think the outcome is going to be on the game tonight?
I don't know. Last year, the alumni beat the senior, so I'm looking for a close game this year. Hopefully not an overtime.
All right. Hopefully nothing that happened last year, rim breaking or anything.
Yeah, that's right. That was a spectacular slam by Richard, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's here tonight.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you have a good day.
Good luck. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's game, where the alumni package will be paid at the Encina High School Bob Cooper. Number four, the
Chris Dalberg. Number 00, the class of 1987, Tony Senior. Number 33, the class of 1988, Bill Galejo. And number 10, for the class of 1990, Jensen Kalinian. High School Boys Varsity Basketball Team.